AI News by Conjero.
Welcome back. Ada Nwi here. Today, we track six stories that together show AI moving from experimentation into operational, regulated, and industrial realities. We'll start with a company trying to standardize how we evaluate models and end with sandboxing work that makes agent workflows practical.
That first one, Forum AI, is interesting. Campbell Brown is betting that foundation models should be judged against expert-built standards and that AI-powered evaluators can scale those judgments while keeping an audit trail.
That idea flips the usual playbook. Instead of opaque metrics, Forum wants human-defined rubrics plus machine scalability, so audits are reproducible. The hard part will be keeping those standards defensible and representative across domains.
Smart Robotics' $10 million Series A shows the other side, real-world data powering scale. They've built a large picking data set and an AI control layer to move beyond pilot deployments. But rolling that out Europe-wide brings regulatory, logistics, and integration friction.
Scaling warehouse robots is as much about data sets and control software as about the physical arm. When you can generalize from many real picks, deployments stop being bespoke experiments and become software upgrades with different failure modes to manage.
Clio hitting $500 million ARR is a signal. In regulated SaaS, AI is no longer a bolt-on. Their $5 billion valuation and the VLEX buy show AI reshaping legal workflows into an architectural layer, not just a search box or drafting assist.
That raises compliance and defensibility issues. Legal teams will demand provenance, reproducible reasoning, and controls that let firms explain AI outputs in court or to clients, which makes forum-style benchmarks more than academic.
Notion's move is complementary, turning a workspace into an AI agent orchestration layer with a developer platform, workers, and DB syncing is a bet that collaboration apps can host secure cross-tool automation for enterprises.
The upside is smoother cross-tool flows and safer automation. The risk is complexity and vendor lock-in. A Notion-managed orchestration layer could simplify work or create a single failure domain for many business processes.
Intrinsic's take nails a manufacturing truth. Old automation economics assumed long runs and fixed tasks. Stefan Neusser argues factories now need software-defined, flexible systems for high-mix production, not just bigger conveyors and PLCs.
That changes procurement and ROI calculations. If automation becomes software first, factories will budget for continuous updates and data ops, shifting value toward teams that can iterate on behavior, not just hardware specs.
OpenAI's Codex on Windows piece closes the loop on runtime safety. They built a custom sandbox because App Container, Windows Sandbox, and MIC labeling didn't fit agent workflows. Practical sandboxing solved the approval versus access tension.
A purpose-built Windows sandbox matters because it preserves developer productivity while enforcing controls, letting agents act in open-ended ways but within auditable boundaries. That's the operational primitive enterprises need.
Look across these stories and a theme appears. Control of evaluation, data, execution, and economics. Companies are replacing ad hoc hacks with deliberate primitives. Benchmarks, data sets, orchestration layers, software-defined systems, and sandboxes.
There's also a clear split in bets. Some firms are doubling down on vertical depth, legal, factories, warehouses, while others are building horizontal primitives that make those verticals safer and more composable.
Commercial signals back that shift. Funding, ARR milestones, and acquisitions show buyers are moving from "let's try AI" to "we need AI that's governable, auditable, and operationally reliable." That's a big market transition.
Synthesis? AI is shifting from feature to infrastructure. Winners will be the teams that combine measurable standards, robust real-world data, secure execution environments, and business workflows that demand explainability and control.
That's it for today. Al Janib signing off. We'll be back with the next roundup as these bets play out and the operational layer of AI keeps taking shape.
AI News by Conjero.